this issue certainly has arisen. I mean, for example, Madeleine Albright, as perhaps you recall, was asked on national TV about a year or 2 years ago, I guess. She was asked on 60 Minutes what she thought about the fact that it was reported that about 500,000 Iraqi children had died as a result of the sanctions, which are putting us in a better position to deal with Iraqi human rights violations. And she said she agreed that this was a hard choice, but she said, we think the price is worth it. Okay. So that's the moral level of the way in which we deal with Iraqi human rights violations by killing 500,000 Iraqi children. We think the price is, we're willing to pay that price. That's nice to hear. The subsidies for our favorite killer when he was carrying out the ultimate horror were not restricted to subsidized agricultural exports. They also included technical equipment, dual-use equipment, equipment that could be used for military purposes, helicopters, for example, a lot of equipment which could even be used for production of chemical and biological warfare. This was all revealed afterwards. That went on. At the time, there was suspicion that Saddam Hussein had biological warfare facilities. The U.S. denied it, because he's our friend, after all. He wouldn't do that sort of thing. But they were discovered by a very good journalist. He was at that time the Middle East reporter for ABC television, Charlie Glass. He was able to find high-level Iraqi defectors in London, general, actually. And from information that he got from them, using French commercial satellites, which are low-grade, but certainly nothing like what the Pentagon has, he was able to locate and identify biological warfare facilities. And ABC television let him run a spot on the news showing biological warfare facilities, giving the evidence from defecting Iraqi generals. Then they switched immediately to their Pentagon correspondent, who poo-pooed it, said, no, the Pentagon says this is nonsense, forget about it, and the story died. Now, those same biological warfare facilities are being presented as proof that this reincarnation of Attila the Hun has to be destroyed by massacring his population. Same ones. And you're not supposed to remember that either.